Look! Up there in the sky! Look!
It's a scrawny thing!
Is it a chicken?
Bawk, 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 bawk!
Oh no! It's panty waste!
WNUR Radio presents another episode in the life and times of the notorious advocate of justice, Panty Waste.
And now, Panty Waste, champion of the short and the skinny, who came to Earth as one punk kid from an underdeveloped planet with physical powers far below those of mortal men, who fights a never-ending battle against big bullies who kick sand, disguised as a 90-pound weakling with a lot of ribs.
As our story opens, Panty Waste, disguised as Harmon Kardon, a 90-pound weakling, is walking along the Coney Island boardwalk with his ever-faithful companion, Bruce LaRue. Suddenly, they hear a scream. For help.
Help! 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 Help!
What was that?
Queried Harmon, who is really Panty Waste in disguise.
It was a scream for help, you nit.
Informed Bruce.
Gee.
He continued.
You'd better change into Panty Waste.
You mean I'd better change into that mighty warrior of crime whose name strikes terror into the hearts of villains everywhere?
Yeah. No, just Panty Waste, like always.
Answered Bruce.
Well, where can I change? I mean, there are thousands of people here.
Exclaimed Harmon, beginning to blush.
Why not in the men's room?
Suggested Bruce, gentlemanly.
Because I don't have any money for the door.
Said Harmon, flatly.
Well, get change from one of those ticket sellers at the rides.
Suggested Bruce.
Wait, you can change your clothes in the spook ride.
But...
Well, come on, let's go.
Bruce paid the money for both of them, and they entered the ghost train, Bruce pulling Panty Waste by the arm.
But I don't like these things, Bruce. You never know what might jump out at you,
said Harmon, startlingly.
Come on,
urged Bruce.
No, I won't go in there.
But you've got to change into Panty Waste. Someone is screaming for help.
Well, let the lifeguard save her. The water looks cold this afternoon anyway, and my left shoulder has been a...
Get in the car,
said Bruce as he pushed Harmon into the car.
No, I'm scared. I don't want to go. No, ooh, help.
As the doors of the spook train banged closed behind them, Harmon and Bruce entered the ghost train.
Oh, Mother!
Will Harmon be brave enough to open his eyes inside and change into Panty Waste?
No!
Will he rush to the rescue of the fair damsel in distress?
No!
Tune in tomorrow to the next episode entitled No Fun in the Fun House or A Shock in the Dark.
Yeah! Weaker than a powder puff, limper than used lettuce, able to leap little petunias in a single bound, it's Panty Waste.
Be with us tomorrow as once again we look into the life of Panty Waste.
Perhaps one day we'll meet again.
Look! Up there in the sky! Look!
It's a scrawny thing!
Is it a chicken?
Bawk, 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 bawk!
Oh no! It's Panty Waste!
WNUR Radio presents another episode in the life and times of the notorious advocate of justice, Panty Waste.
And now... Panty Waste, champion of the short and the skinny, who came to Earth as one punk kid from an underdeveloped planet with physical powers far below those of mortal men, who fights a never-ending battle against big bullies who kick sand, disguised as a 90-pound weakling with a lot of ribs.
Yesterday, we left Harmon Kardon, who was actually Panty Waste in disguise, entering the ghost train at Coney Island so that Harmon could undergo the transformation into Panty Waste and rescue another fair damsel.
Don't open your eyes. It ain't scary here.
It isn't scary here.
Corrected Harmon.
How can you tell? You got your eyes closed.
Have your eyes.
Yeah! Corrected Harmon again.
I do not, but you do. Now, come on, open them.
There.
Oh, you've got to leave them open. Now, come on, open your eyes.
Begged Bruce.
I've always wanted to see if I could change my clothes with my eyes closed.
Remarked Harmon.
You never know when I might have to.
Okay.
Sighed
Bruce. Yeah! Hurry.
With lightning speed, Harmon Kardon fumbled through his secret pocket and became instantly transformed into Panty Waste.
You got your cape on backwards.
Noticed Bruce. Well, almost instantly transformed.
Just in time, the ride's over. Come on, let's head for the beach to save the poor, beautiful girl from drowning,
said Pantywaist heroically.
Up, up, and away! Wait a minute, Bruce. I just remember something. I can't swim!
Well, will Pantywaist get the nerve to enter the water, endangering his own life to aid that of another?
No!
Will he save the victim from a soggy death?
No!
Tune in again tomorrow for the next episode entitled Down for the Third Time, or What Are You Doing?
Weaker than a powder puff, limper than used lettuce, able to leap little petunias in a single bound, it's Pantywaist.
Be with us tomorrow as once again we look into the life of Pantywaist.
Perhaps one day we'll meet again.
Yeah!
Look! Up there in the sky! Look!
It's a scrawny thing!
Is it a chicken?
Bawk, 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 bawk!
Oh, no! It's Pantywaist!
WNUR Radio presents another episode in the life and times of the notorious advocate of justice, Pantywaist.
Yeah!
And now, Pantywaist, champion of the short and the skinny, who came to Earth as one punk kid from an underdeveloped planet with physical powers far below those of mortal men, who fights a never-ending battle against big bullies who kick sand, disguised as a 90-pound weakling with a lot of ribs.
Remember yesterday, we left Bruce Leroux and his hero, Harmon Kardon, who incidentally happens to be Pantywaist in disguise, standing on the boardwalk at Coney Island. Bruce speaks.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I'm not going in that water,
said Pantywaist dryly.
But the fair damsel is in distress.
Swim.
What do you mean? You're all dressed for the occasion,
said Bruce sartorially.
But I can't swim,
said Harmon redundantly.
Well, then wing it.
That's no good. I can't fly either.
She's going down for the third time,
said Bruce, sinkingly.
Well, Harmon,
he continued,
you'll thank me for this one day,
said Bruce, pushily. And with that, Bruce pushed our hero into the pounding surf, intent that the reputation of Pantywaist be maintained. Harmon was of a different mind, however.
Mother, save me!
By some ironic twist of good fortune, which usually seems to surround Pantywaist, his mad, wild thrashing resulted in his landing directly on the surfboard of Stark Naked.
Oh, king of the surfers.
Naked, king of the Coney Island surfers, an all-round beach bum.
Hey, you, get off of my board,
said Stark, gathering no moss.
Who do you think you are, you puny kid?
Who, me?
Said Pantywaist inquiringly.
Well, who the else do you think is on this surfboard? Said Stark.
I'm Pantywaist, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and ability.
All dead. I already seen that show, said Stark.
Just then, a huge wave came out of nowhere and swept Stark naked from the surfboard, leaving our weakling warrior alone to face the hazardous perils of the wild surf. Finally, face to face with a situation with which he cannot cope.
You bet I am.
Does this mean the end of our weakling warrior?
Not before I get my residuals.
Tune in tomorrow to the next thrill-packed episode entitled A Dope in the Deep, or It Surfs You Right.
King of the surface.
What kind of deal is this?
Weaker than a powder puff, able to leap little petunias in a single bound, it's Pantywaist.
Be with us tomorrow as once again we look into the life of Pantywaist.
Perhaps one day we'll meet again.